yo se voy a empujar al agua.
Ah, me dice que va a empujar.
No, güey.
Sí, güey.
No, güey.
Vas a caer, ¿eh? Ahí, ándale.
No, güey, no.
No pasa nada.
No, güey, no.
Está sucio, está sucio.
No, güey. ¡Ya, güey! ¡Pinche pendejo, güey! ¡Ya! ¡Pinche vato, güey! ¡Nada, güey! ¡Pinche vato! ¡Ya, güey! ¡Ya, güey! ¡Por favor, idiota!
¡Ah! ¡Te bañaste!
¡Pinche pendejo, idiota! ¡Pinche pendejo, güey!
Perdón, Edgar, perdón.
Vente, Edgar.
No peines.
I must say that in his own country, in Mexico, this is, well, he is the king of the country down there.
And I didn't call out to work today. I'm late, though. What a surprise. But I am going to work today, so there's that. Poor Edgar fell into the water, got himself all wet. Let's see, let's make sure. Okay, let's get the fuck out of here. I almost called out today. Gosh, man. I just want to fucking... Would have been very bad if I called out. Very, very bad. Even bad. Even better than it already is. And I have a fucking fat cunt over here. Oh, it's his wife. It's not his bed. But, it's a dumb. There's a lot of traffic right now. Might run into a lot of traffic back home. Ooh, look at these scooters. A couple of these fucking scooters, you know, that you pay and you can drive everywhere and whatnot, they're geolocated. They just have two of them in front of this yard. Like, what the fuck are they doing all the way out here? Someone pay to, I don't know, fucking idiots. I imagine someone had to, like, put them in a truck or something. What are they doing all the way out here? Oh, man. Today, oh, man, I fucking woke up at 4:50 and then I put on the snooze and, I don't know, next thing I know, it's 7:30. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm doing pretty good considering the circumstances of waking up so late. Oh, probably had to write an email to these guys. Oh, I'm late, fellas. Hey, fellas. It seems like I'm running a little late.
Excuse me, I just want to, you know, I just want to express my concerns that I'm running late today. I hope you guys consider the fact that my life doesn't revolve around your work.
I don't know what to say for these people to not bitch, you know, like, They bitch about my reliability, right? Because I'm late, supposedly, every day. But why does it matter? Why does it matter if my work gets done? Like, why the fuck does it matter? Oh, I mean, I get his reasoning, you know, like, in theory, you know, like, yeah, I mean, on paper, you know, you're right. You want to know that someone's going to be there at a certain time, you know, so you can depend on them. But, you know, toot your own horn. Like, fuck. Like, if you're going to expect something from me as a employee, you know, as a worker, you know, I expect something from you as a manager. And if you're not going to be a good manager or you know, or if you're going to... what's the phrase? If you're gonna, like, basically turn the left cheek to certain issues and cry about, like, small issues, I mean, you know, I can understand if I was, you know, multiple hours late, but, I mean, it's like... You're talking about, like, coming in at 9 o'clock, not 8:30, when I'm supposed to be coming in at, like, 8 o'clock, you know, like, half an hour, whatever. And either way, there's fucking assholes every time I get there that are sitting around doing nothing busy, you know, like, these guys never move out of their desk. Like, I have to... Even after I was in an accident, they asked me to do fucking move shit, like, move fucking big-ass shelves and whatnot. Like, I was that go-to person. You know, they don't care, you know? Like, right away, like, right away, they want to come over and be nosy. Like, they didn't care what happened to me. They didn't fucking... They just, you know, it's so fucking frustrating, like... I hate being around fake people. Let's see. Make sure I'm still recording, which I am. Supposedly we're going to lunch today. That's the reason why I decided to come. I might do another podcast after that. Just because it's going to be four. They fucking chose... They let the lazy guy on the team thing too. They let him decide where were we gonna eat. Well, he was just the loudest one. He's always, you know, the loudest one, the one that wants to take up all the time in the team meetings, likes to drag out conversations. He's one of those kind of people. And so, you know, as soon as so I made the suggestion. I was like, because basically we had the ticketing system down for an entire fucking day. You know, basically it's what we, you know, work off of. So we were basically just doing shit that people messaged us for or emailed us for, but we weren't getting credit for it because it wasn't going towards our, like, metrics. So, yeah, I don't know. So, stupid. So tired. Did you know? Let's see if I can read one of this. Did you know? Found only in Florida, deep within the swamp forest inhabited by alligators, black bears, snakes, wild pigs, and panthers, is the guest orchid, which are with, I don't know, green light. Couldn't read it in time. Ghost orchid, I guess. I don't know what's so interesting about it, but I guess they live around the forested, you know, swampland areas of the south, where alligators and whatnot roam as well. Oh man, I could really use is a nap right now. I didn't realize how tired I was. I was basically on autopilot this morning. Fucking broke. Broke is a joke. That's why I have to go to work. No ifs, ands, ifs, and buts about it. Let's get some jet fuel. I have to keep you guys entertained. I'm like not in that like work mind state right now. I'm like thinking about not going to work. That's what I should have done it. Like fuck. I got so much done yesterday. It felt so good. Like one more of those days would be fucking phenomenal. Like. Or even a work from home day, but you know, it's so fucking stupid. We haven't been below 75 for weeks, yo, because I have, like I said multiple times, my team doesn't really work as a team. We don't collaborate, we don't cooperate, you know. So we're kind of fucked there, you know. So I kind of had to will myself, which I've, you know, done these last couple days that I've worked, to get the ticket count down, which is now at around, what was it at, 79 around there, Monday when I left work. So now it's Wednesday. I missed work yesterday. Let's see where it's at. Usually when I'm gone, when I show up, it's a lot worse than when I left. You know, it's just a pattern that you notice. I don't know if it's like people get upset because I'm working and they're working and I'm not. You know, I've realized that people, you know, want me to be there, you know, because not only do I do all the bitch work that people don't want to do, I think they don't like me to enjoy working. Like, you know, I love my job when I'm working from home. Like, when I can just, like, do all my job, but keep away from all the coworkers that make my life so difficult. You know, I fucking love that. And I think that the reason why they don't work from home, well, that they don't, you know, want to work, how, the reason why that's not incentivized for them, it's because they fucking, you know, they like to come to work, I guess. I don't know, like, you know, I'm telling you, like, I don't think these guys have an alternative motive. You know, they don't have, like, a career mind. You know, they're too old, you know, at this point, like, to be inspired for, you know, or to be in any sort of innovative minds or anything. So they're not gonna like change the company for the better by any means. They're not motivating towards, like, young people that go work there get annoyed because they're working with these people, you know. And I know this for a fact because the new guy's getting fucking annoyed. The guy who got fired, you know, well, let's just say he wasn't doing a good job for a reason. And I got pretty demoralized by it, so I don't know what's going on here. It's like so much fucking traffic here by, holy fuck, is there an accident or something? It's Redwood and 40 7th area. Holy shit, that's just what I need. I don't know if people can go straight or something. It's probably an accident. I fucked up. There was an accident. I don't know how bad it was, but it's so backed up. I went on the right lane and I basically bypassed all the traffic. But then everything was blocked off, like, towards the way I need to go, so I'm gonna go through the back way here and see if I can find another route to my place of work. So I guess you guys are in for another some more treasured time with me, your host, Opochli, here on the 35th episode of the Opochli podcast. This police just ran a red light with me. We were partners in crime. Hey! I think I found the route. I'm so smart. SMRT. I am so smart. SMRT. I am so smart. Oh, man. School bus. School. School is for fools. School. School is for tools. I don't know. Let's listen to this again.
Fucking made a big ass scene.
70 for a dime is a fucking deal. I'll be back at 4 to pick it up.
He doesn't want to.
Dude, fucking tell him.
I already fucking told him.
Well, tell him again.
He fucking said no.
Well, make him say yes.
How the fuck am I tell him?
Mikey!
Damn, you're fucking making a scene.
Fucking do it, man, so I can get the fuck out of here.
I can't.
Oh my god.
Just leave. Just go somewhere else.
Come on. I'm fucking sweating my balls off.
You got balls?
Come on, man. Mikey!
He's asleep, and there's a fucking kid asleep, too.
Well, goddammit. 70 for a dime, Mike. Come on.
You're fucking making a scene. Just get out of here.
Dude, fucking call Mikey.
He's asleep.
He's not asleep. I was just talking to him.
But he was asleep when you were talking to him.
Mike! Wake him up.
can. Just leave. He's not gonna want to.
Dude, yes. 70 for a dime. It's the only place you can go.
There's other places you can go.
No, there isn't.
Sell them to people at HEB or somewhere.
Hi, no, come on.
You can't.
Fuck. Come on, wake him up.
There's already people watching. Just go.
Come on, just fucking Mikey.
Damn, you're fucking making a scene.
That's fine, because I want my shit. I want to get the fuck out of here. I don't want to drive around.
Well,
and he said
he
was going
to
do it earlier. And I get here and now he doesn't want to.
Boy,
that's bullshit. Mike!
You're fucking making a scene. Just get the
fucking call him.
He's fucking asleep.
Mikey!
I'm going to fucking call my mom again.
Wake fucking Mikey up.
No. Shut the fuck up and leave.
God damn it. I don't want to fucking drive around.
We'll go to sleep.
Come on, wake him up. It's fucking noon. I'm sweating my ass off.
Well, it's not my
fault. Come on, Mikey.
Oh, my God. Stop fucking knocking on the door.
He said, do it.
Since there's that accident, so that's fucking annoying. With that 3 minutes to my commute, 4 minutes, we watched the entire video. Ah, fuck, I hate traffic, I hate fucking dealing with people, I hate a lot of people. There aren't enough good people in this world. In a world with about 100% good people. I guess that's what they call heaven, right? First choice money center. Call us for your money needs. We'll only fuck you for our knees. There's a dead raccoon with his guts sprayed all over the ground. Thus does life, the circle of life. It's the circle of life. I'm turning to go into work. That's what I'm feeling internally. I'm just verbalizing it. Like, oh, you're cute. Anytime I think of work internally, that's just like. And I don't know how to like verbalize it, you know, just cause, so I just rat and bitch and complain. But you know, if I was able to verbalize it for you guys, that was probably it. Ah, I just saw it. Ah, I'm looking at it. Ah, I'm looking at my office from right here on the third floor. I'm just kidding. It's gonna sound so annoying. Oh man, I can't wait to get home and away from this place. God, fuck. Probably the earliest I can leave since I missed yesterday is probably like 4 o'clock. I don't want to be here fucking till 4. Even that seems too much. Like 2:30 seems perfect. Like, it seems manageable. You know, but fucking. Oh, no one wants to be here for that long. Oh, there's that cute girl that's always vaping. Short little girl. But I'm here. I guess I'm just going to end the podcast. Sorry, I wasn't there all the way this morning. Whatever. I hope you guys have a good morning. I'll get back to you soon.